Florida's 7-day average of coronavirus cases per capita lower than New York, Michigan. By Hannah Blow on October 11, 2021. Florida's 7-day average of new coronavirus cases per capita is below the national average and lower than the vast majority of states, including the more stringent blue states such as New York and Michigan, according to the Washington Post's data. Florida, which has come under tremendous heat from the establishment media and blue state leaders over its handling of the Chinese coronavirus, is seeing average daily cases per 100,000 lower than most. According to the Post's chart, the United States, overall, is reporting 29 average daily new cases per 100,000. The Sunshine State's average of daily new cases per capita is far below the national average, clocking in at 15. That reflects a 28% drop in daily cases in the last 7 days. Florida's figure is also lower than New York, whose leaders implemented some of the most stringent policies in the country, shuttering indoor dining for months on end. In New York City, specifically, Mayor Bill de Blasio has implemented the Key to NYC Pass, which requires businesses to discriminate against the unvaccinated. Despite such measures, the Empire State's average of new daily cases per capita stands at 23, more than Florida. Similarly, Michigan, under the direction of pro-mask, pro-lockdown Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, is significantly higher than Florida, averaging 42 new daily cases per 100,000. Other states reporting a higher average of daily cases than Florida include Alaska, Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, West Virginia, Idaho, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Utah, Ohio, Delaware, Colorado, Maine, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Vermont, Nebraska, South Carolina, North Carolina, Washington, Indiana, Arizona, Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Virginia, Nevada, Texas, Rhode Island, Arkansas, Mississippi, Illinois, Missouri, Alabama, Massachusetts, D.C., New Jersey, Maryland, and Louisiana, per the Post's chart. Despite the mainstream media's framing, Florida is not among the places with the highest daily reported cases per capita in the United States. According to the Post's data, 58.2% of Florida's population is vaccinated. Notably, a recent Creek/AMG survey found a majority of likely voters in the Sunshine State reject Biden's vaccine mandate, which could result in people getting fired from their jobs. The data follow over a year of hounding from the corporate press and blue state leaders, who constantly criticized Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's approach to the pandemic, as he prioritized individual liberty.